In the previous lesson, you learned some useful phrases that you'll use in here when visiting a Japanese family.
Like, さあ、入ってください。Please come in.
In this lesson, you learned two things. First, how to combine two verbs. And second, how to say the word anything in Japanese.
今、アシュリーさんは光岡さんの家にいます。
Ashley is now at the Mitsuoka's house.
お昼ご飯を食べます。
She's going to eat lunch with Rei Mitsuoka's parents. So the conversation is between
アシュリーさんと光岡さんの両親。
Ashley and Rei's parents. They'll be using
formal Japanese.
Please reference lesson 16.
アシュリーさん、嫌いなものはありますか？
特に何もないです。何でも食べます。
それはよかった。何もありませんが、どうぞ。
あ、お蕎麦ですね。私大好きです。いただきます。おいしい。とってもおいしいです。
これもどうぞ。湯葉です。日光の湯葉は有名ですよ。それから、これはこんにゃくです。
うん、どれも美味しいですね。でも、湯葉は、何ですか？
豆腐の兄弟ですね。健康的な食べ物ですよ。
日光の、どこに行きたいですか？
東照宮と華厳の滝が見たいです。それから、中禅寺湖で散歩をして、ボートに乗りたいです。
たくさんありますね。じゃあ、早く食べて、行きましょう。
One time slowly.
アシュリーさん、嫌いなものはありますか？
特に、何もないです。何でも。食べます。
それはよかった。何もありませんが、どうぞ。
あ、お蕎麦ですね。私、大好きです。いただきます。おいしい。とってもおいしい。です。
これもどうぞ。湯葉です。日光の湯葉は有名ですよ。それからこれはこんにゃくです。
どれもおいしいですね。でも湯葉は何ですか？
豆腐の兄弟ですね。健康的な食べ物ですよ。
日光のどこに行きたいですか？
東照宮と華厳の滝が見たいです。それから、中禅寺湖で散歩をして、ボートに乗りたいです。
たくさんありますね。じゃあ、早く食べて行きましょう。
Now with the English translation.
アシュリーさん、嫌いなものはありますか？
Ashley, are there any foods you don't like?
特に何もないです。何でも食べます。
Not really. I'll eat anything.
それはよかった。
Oh, that's good.
何もありませんが、どうぞ。
It's not much, but here you are.
あ、お蕎麦ですね。
Oh, it's soba, isn't it?
私大好きです。
I love soba.
いただきます。
いただきます。
おいしい。とってもおいしいです。
Yum, it's really good.
これもどうぞ。ゆばです。
Try some of this too. It's yuba.
日光のゆばは有名ですよ。
Yuba from Nikko is famous.
それからこれはこんにゃくです。
And also, this is こんにゃく。
どれもおいしいですね。
They're all good.
でも、ゆばは何ですか？
But what's ゆば？
豆腐の兄弟ですね。
It's like a cousin of tofu.
健康的な食べ物ですよ。
It's a very healthy food.
日光のどこに行きたいですか？
Where do you want to go in Nikko?
東照宮と華厳の滝が見たいです。
I want to see 東照宮 and 華厳の滝。
それから中禅寺湖で散歩をしてボートに乗りたいです。
And I also want to take a walk around 中禅寺湖 and ride in a boat.
たくさんありますね。
That's quite a lot.
じゃあ、早く食べて行きましょう。
Well then, let's eat quickly and go.
Naomi-sensei.
はい。
She really wants to do a lot of things.
そうですね。たくさんありますね。
She said she wants to see?
東照宮と華厳の滝。
東照宮 is a Shinto shrine.
そうですね。It's designated as a World Heritage Site.
華厳の滝 or 華厳 Falls is a famous waterfall.
そうですね。有名ですね。華厳 Falls is one of Japan's highest waterfalls.
Ashley also said that she wants to go to 中禅寺湖.
そうですね。中禅寺湖 is a lake. 湖 means lake. So, Lake 中禅寺. For sightseeing, 日光はとてもいいところです。
So you think 日光 is a good place to visit?
そうですね。If you're in the Tokyo area, I strongly recommend visiting 日光. It takes only 2 hours by train.
Now, jumping back to the conversation,What I found especially interesting is the phrase the mother said when she served the food. Naomi-sensei, what did she say again?
何もありませんが、どうぞ。
It's not much, but here you are. What did she serve?
そば。
Buckwheat noodles?
ゆば。
Tofu skin, dried bean curd or bean skin.
And こんにゃく。
Yam paste, or devil's tongue. So it's not much. There's quite a bit of food there.
そうですね。I would say it's a feast as lunch.
And you can tell that she prepared all the food just for Ashley.
I think the mother is being very humble. It's like these dishes are not good enough for you.
You know, Naomi-sensei, sometimes, you know, being in Japan and you're using humble phrases, I'm using humble phrases, the people I'm interacting with are using humble phrases, and sometimes I don't have the proper comeback.So in this case, what do you say when someone's like, sorry, these dishes aren't good enough for you, but here you go, it's my best dish?
Maybe すみません。Sorry for all the trouble you have to go through.
I like that one. And remember, we touched on this several times, that expression, すみません, can be used when receiving something. And in this case, you know, the person's being humble, so you can be very humble too, just by saying, ah, すみません。
ありがとうございます。すみません。
Okay, on to the vocabulary. First word.
嫌い
Dislikable. Hate.
嫌い嫌い
Next.
有名
Famous.
有名い有名
Next.
兄弟
Siblings, brothers and sisters.
兄弟だい、兄弟。
Next.
たくさん。
A lot, many, much.
たくさん、たくさん。
Next.
食べ物。
Food.
食べ物、食べ物。
Okay, let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. First, let's look at the phrase the mother said to Ashley in the first line.
Ashley さん。嫌いなものはありますか?
Ashley, are there any foods you don't like? Or Ashley, is there anything you don't like?
嫌い means dislikable or hate.
and it's a na adjective. And mono is thing. So, 嫌いなもの
means dislikable thing or things you don't like. We introduced the word 嫌い in lesson 16. Now, Naomi-sensei, I've been asked, 嫌いなものありますか? Is there something you don't like? But I've also been asked, 好き嫌いがありますか? Do you have likes and dislikes?
Ah, そうですね。Right. 好き嫌いがありますか? Is also a common expression. 好き is like. 嫌い is dislike or hate.
So, 好き嫌いがありますか? Is literally, do you have likes and dislikes?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting part is this question is not really asking you about what foods you like, but rather, what foods you don't like.
そうです。Good point. So, if there aren't any foods you don't like, you can say, 好き嫌いありません。If you do, just say the food you don't like. For example, そばが嫌いです。I dislike そば。I don't like そば。
Okay, 次お願いします。Next word, please.
早く。
Fast, quickly, soon. Now, it's the adverbial form of the adjective 早い, meaning quick or fast.
So, 早い is an adjective and means fast or quick. And 早く is an adverb and means fast or quickly.
So, adjectives modify and describe nouns, whereas adverbs describe how an action is done.
そうですね。So, 食べる is a verb, meaning to eat. So, 早く食べる。
To eat quickly.
行く means to go, and it's a verb. So, 早く行く。
To go quickly. There's an adverb list in the lesson notes, so please make sure to check it out. Okay. 次は何ですか? What's next? Naomi-sensei?
兄弟。
Siblings. Brothers and sisters. Let's take a look at the kanji. Naomi-sensei, the first kanji is?
兄, meaning older brother.
The second kanji is?
弟, meaning younger brother.
But 兄弟 refers not only to the male siblings, but also the female siblings.
そうですね。For example, 兄弟がいますか? Means,
do you have any brothers or sisters? Do you have any siblings? But in this lesson dialogue, 兄弟 was used in a unique way.
そうですね。
When Ashley asked what Yuba is, the mother said,
豆腐の兄弟です。It's the brother of tofu.
In the English translation, it becomes cousin, which is more common in English. But it literally means brother of tofu in Japanese. Now, what the mother really meant was, tofu and yuba are pretty similar.
Right. I don't think it's a very common way to explain, but I thought it was a pretty clever explanation.
Okay, what's the next word?
とっても.
Very. In lesson 15, we learned the word とても. とても also means very. But Naomi-sensei, what's the difference between とても and とっても?
In とっても, there's a stop sound, right? So it sounds a little stronger and a bit colloquial.
So if you're writing Japanese, stick to とても. On to the grammar section. In this lesson, you'll learn two things. One, how to say the word anything in Japanese. Two, how to combine two verbs using the te form. Let's start with the word anything.
なんでも, which means anything, used in an affirmative sentence.
Can we hear the word for anything again?
なんでも.
The question word, なん, is followed by the particle, でも. なんでも. Can we have a sample sentence?
Sure. 食べます is to eat. So, なんでも食べます.
I eat anything. I eat whatever. How about the word for nothing?
何も plus negative sentence.
So, can we hear the word for nothing again?
何も.
The question word, 何, followed by the particle, も. Can we hear a sample sentence?
何も食べません.
I don't eat anything. I won't eat anything. Please notice, the verb that followed 何も was negative.
食べません.
How about this sentence? 何もありません.
Nothing. There is nothing. Literally, this is we have nothing.But in more natural English, we'd say, we don't have anything. There's a detailed chart in the lesson notes where you can learn more of these kind of words, such as anywhere, nowhere, anyone, no one, etc. So please check it out. Our next grammar point is
combining two verbs using the te form.
T To express a succession of actions or events, all verbs except the final one must be changed into the te form. In this case, it's similar to using and in English to join multiple verbs. Eat and drink. Run and jump.
In lesson 22, you learned that you can combine two or more adjectives by using the te form. When it comes to verbs, it's basically the same idea.
Let's illustrate with an example. To say buy and eat, put the preceding verb to buy in the te form.
買う is to buy. 買って is the te form.
Add the verb to eat, 食べる. So,
買って食べる.
To buy and eat.
For example, いつも私はランチを買って食べる.
I always buy and eat my lunch. Notice the 買って is translated as buy and.
If you want to say this sentence more formally, change the final verb into the formal form or must form. So, いつも私はランチを買って食べます.
Important. If you're kind of fading out, pay attention for this one phrase. The final verb determines the politeness level and tense. So, Naomi-sensei, focusing on the politeness level, can you read the verb part only? Using informal speech?
買って食べる.
To buy and eat. Now using formal speech.
買って食べます.
See how the first verb, 買って, doesn't change? How about changing the tense of the sentence from non-past to past?
Change the final verb into the past. So, 買って食べました.
Bought and ate. In English, when you're talking about a past action, you have to change all the verbs into the past tense. However, in Japanese, all you have to do is change the tense of the last verb. And it changes the tense for the whole sentence. And it means that all the verbs in the te form take that tense.
In Japanese, the final verb determines the tense and the politeness level of the whole sentence.
Again, one more time, it's that important. The last verb determines the tense and the politeness level of the whole sentence. Naomi-sensei, can you give us a sample from the dialogue?
早く食べて行きましょう.
Let's eat quickly and go. Let's break down the sentence.
早く.
Quickly.
食べて.
Te form of the verb, 食べる, to eat. And it means eat. In the te form here, it means eat and
行きましょう.
Let's go. Literally, quickly, eat, and let's go. Translated, let's eat quickly and go. Okay, let's recap with the quiz. The quiz will be multiple choice. We'll give you a question and three possible answers. Your job is to guess the answer, okay? First question. Which of the following words means siblings, brothers and sisters? A.
兄弟.
B.
両親.
C.
子供.
The answer is
A. 兄弟.
Siblings, brothers and sisters. How about choice B?
両親.
Parents. And choice C?
子供.
Child. Next question. What does the following phrase mean?
何でも食べます.
A. I don't eat. B. I eat anything. C. Do you eat anything?
The answer is
B. I eat anything.
何でも食べます.
That concludes this lesson. In the next lesson, Ashley is going to meet Ichiro Toyota, and she's going to talk about her trip to Nikko. So, you'll learn
how to describe past actions. じゃあまた!
Listen to the entire conversation once again.
アシュリーさん、 嫌いなものはありますか?
特に何もないです。 何でも食べます。
それはよかった。 何もありませんが、 どうぞ。
あ、お蕎麦ですね。 私大好きです。 いただきます。 美味しい。 とっても美味しいです。
これもどうぞ。 湯葉です。 日光の湯葉は有名ですよ。 それからこれはこんにゃくです。
どれも美味しいですね。 でも湯葉は何ですか?
豆腐の兄弟ですね。<笑> 健康的な食べ物ですよ。
日光のどこに行きたいですか？
東照宮と華厳の滝が見たいです。それから中禅寺湖で散歩をしてボートに乗りたいです。
たくさんありますね。じゃあ、早く食べて行きましょう。
Practice with the review track.
嫌い。
Dislikable. Hate.
嫌い。嫌い。有名。
Famous.
有名。有名。特に。
Especially.
特に。特に。豆腐。
Tofu, bean curd.
豆腐。豆腐。兄弟。
Siblings, brothers and sisters.
兄弟。兄弟。見る。
To see, to watch.
見る。見る。たくさん。
A lot, many, much.
たくさん、たくさん。
Food.
食べ物、食べ物、食べ物。
Boat.
ボート、ボート、ボート。
Fast, quickly, soon.
早く、早く、早く。
Very, awfully.
とっても、とっても、とっても。
こんにゃく、devil's tongue.
こんにゃく、こんにゃく、こんにゃく。
healthy.
健康的、健康的、健康的。
walk, stroll.
散歩、散歩。散歩。
Lesson 27